Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
For what's believed to be the first time, a Suffolk County court has found a corporation guilty of manslaughter. The case traces back 3 years to the deaths of two workers who drowned in a construction trench in Boston. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
A Superior Court judge found Kevin Otto guilty on two manslaughter counts and one count of witness intimidation. It also found that the company he owns, Atlantic Drain Service, was guilty of the same crimes. Kelvin Maddox and Robert Higgins were working in a trench in the South End when a fire hydrant collapsed and filled the trench with water, drowning the two. District Attorney Rachel Rollins says by convicting both Otto and his company in the deaths, she wants to send a message to all companies with questionable safety practices.
I think it's one of the first times that we've charged a corporation with manslaughter, and what I hope it proves is that in Suffolk County, if you are going to try to put profit in front of your employees' lives, we're going to hold you accountable.
The state's corporate manslaughter law was updated recently to include penalties of up to $250,000 and the ability for officials to bar companies from state contracts for up to 10 years. Defendant Kevin Otto could not be reached for comment, but in court, Otto had argued that the city of Boston had failed to properly maintain the fire hydrant that broke. Harvard Law School professor Ron Sullivan says corporate manslaughter is about deterring negligent behavior.
What this does is a very creative mechanism to send a message to the community to say that not only will people be individually held liable, but the business entity will suffer harm as well.
But Sullivan calls corporate manslaughter too blunt an instrument. He says it's better to deal with corporations in civil court.
We need fewer criminal law and not more criminal law. And in terms of the families getting justice, the civil law is the better vehicle anyway because they can take an action directly and sue for money damages, etc.
Atlantic Drain Service faces monetary penalties, while owner Kevin Otto is facing prison time. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.